It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, folks, I'm sorry to say it is me, your host, Joe Canale. Apologies that once again I am here as your host. I don't know who else it would be, though. Well, it could be you.
Yeah, it could be me. I'm
joined
sorry
here
to let you know Joe had a little bit of a toxic food syndrome and he's relaxing today, so I'll be your host.
You got to be right into the mic seconds there, man.
Oh, I'm right into it.
You're not. You got to be like right up against it. That's
okay.
It's got to be uncomfortable. Do you want to take that spit guard with you so that you don't feel bad anymore? Like you just put on your own spit guard?
No, this is nice.
Okay, yeah. That's good. I'm getting
my
volume
periphery
now.
Vision, I think I thought I was in front. But the microphone is right under where my nose is, so my
eyes
crossed.
See. You got thrown off. That is Dan Antonucci, or Nooch, as he's known.
Sure.
To me, at least.
To you, yeah.
Right.
That's something I've battled my whole life.
Being called Nooch?
Never asked for it, always.
No way.
Accept it. Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm okay with it.
I mean,
every different group of people call me different things. So
I mean,
fine.
Antonucci, I could see somebody calling you that, too.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Ant. I could see Ant.
Yeah, but that's also short for
Anthony,
which
right.
My dad gets called, yeah.
Is he Anthony Antonucci?
He is.
That
yes.
is an Italian name.
Mm-hmm. And it descends from, I think I told you recently, the Mark Antony family.
That's
back
right.
At the times
right.
of Caesar, yeah.
Antonius. Yes, one of your relatives mm-hmm. Got busy with Cleopatra.
Correct, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
There you go.
Congrats. Well, this is the sports dump, and so, no scores, just jokes. I don't even know if we have jokes, but we definitely don't have any scores.
Yeah.
And again, we'll go through the items of the day. The basketball playoffs are going on.
Yep.
I'm not watching the playoffs because I'm on a 2-second delay from my upstairs neighbors, and it's just ruining the end of games for me. Like, I'm 2 seconds after them.
Yeah, no
I
fun.
Explained this to you, right?
That's
Lillard shot.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kawhi's shot. Like, when you find out those
that
two
shot,
shots are
oh
in
no.
2 seconds before,
not cool.
ruined.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ruined the NBA playoffs for me. I don't really watch the NHL playoffs till either conference
yeah.
finals, unless it's game seven. You got to watch any game seven in any circumstance in the playoffs, I think. Other than that, though, you can pick or choose a little bit.
Well, the Warriors, I'm sorry, had such a sweepy experience going
you
into
sound
the
very Canadian
NBA finals
today
thank
when you,
you
said sorry.
Well, I've
was
always
it because we were talking about
word,
hockey?
Sorry, and closet.
What's up with that?
That's just how I say it. I'd love to be Canadian. That'd be great. People have mistaken me as Canadian in the past. Multiple people have at different moments said, "Hey, are you Canadian?"
Yeah. Well, if you say sorry like that, then people are going to think you're Canadian. That's like the number one marker for a Canadian.
Okay.
Other than passive aggressive politeness, which you also have.
I also have.
Yes.
Maybe
so I can
my
see why
mom was sneaking off to Canada. And
oh dear.
Something.
No.
Crazy.
You're clearly an
down.
Antonucci.
Yeah.
Through and through. So. That yeah, exactly. It's more of the Golden State Warriors. So what is there really to talk about?
It's disappointing that both the Raptors and the Bucks, who are good teams, kind of have to battle leading up to the finals, while Golden State can just sort of kick back.
Well, that's Denver's fault, I think.
Yeah,
Denver
true.
Would have put up a better fight, and they didn't. Lillard, he ran out of
Portland
steam. What about it?
You said it was Denver's fault.
Well, Denver.
Oh, you mean
I'm
Denver
saying Denver should have beat Denver should have beat Portland
because you consider Denver to be the superior team. In the
yes,
match.
But Lillard was just too much.
Yeah, it's true. And then he was not enough.
Yeah, and then there's the draft drama, which again, that's kind of already fallen to the wayside, I guess. But that'll be interesting again. Zion can still drop out.
As
hasn't signed with
school,
an agent.
Yeah.
He's not going
to
do that. There's too much money for the shoe deal.
Maybe he says to himself, I'm not loving the thought of I'm a big
but,
guy.
But
do I want to sweat every day in
yeah,
New Orleans?
Yeah, but, you're going to sweat anywhere. But next year, it could be, am I going to go to Memphis or Phoenix or Sacramento? There's no
That's true.
There's no
That's
guarantee
true.
That, any good team is going to slide down anything better than New Orleans. And have you been to New Orleans?
It's on my list of places I'd love to go that I haven't been yet. Seattle's the only other city. New Orleans and Seattle.
Going to Seattle this summer. Been to New Orleans already. Got to go. I have to go again to New Orleans. It was great. I went in March for a wedding years ago. It was fabulous. I did get horrible food poisoning.
Okay.
Luckily, when I've gotten food poisoning in Paris and New Orleans, it was on the last day of the trip both times.
Perhaps you have an aversion to the French and their food.
Perhaps I do. Yeah. Oysters in both instances, I think, may have done it in.
Ah, yes.
But I ate, in both instances, I think it was actually in these French cities.
Well,
I was puking in the streets of New Orleans, and I hadn't had a drop to drink.
Well, thank goodness you were in New Orleans. No one better than
that. Well, I was thinking, that's what I was saying. As
people probably just said, oh, rookie.
Yep, that's exactly it. You know, I should have just walked exclusively on Bourbon Street. Then my puking would have been completely unnoticed.
And after a bunch of puking, sometimes alcohol seems nice. It's nice to have some sort of antiseptic.
Right into the mic. You got to keep talking. You just kind of, you trail off right from the start.
I record a lot of podcasts too, so
I don't know that you do.
That I would,
you do record podcasts.
That I would not remember.
Well, in your other podcasts that you record, do they have you in like a mask with the mic just held right up to you?
It's got a strong rubber cord that keeps the mic strapped.
Right up to your face. You need that. You have a tendency to drift.
I'm also very loud, so, you know.
You're not very loud. Not compared to I.
That's true.
All right, good. We got through the basketball part. Baseball, anything?
The balls are flying out of the
park. They are. Are you suspecting that the league is doing something with the balls or the players are doing something with their balls?
Both.
Both.
Or either or both.
Now,
but
you don't think
I'm all right with it.
I think for the first time, there is actually a defensible non-PED explanation.
Okay.
Which is all the difference in the trajectory and the hitting style and all the strikeouts. I do think hitters have learned to put it in the air more because the shift and this and that. Now, I was saying this to you before, all these home runs are going out of the park, and Judge and Stanton have played like 10 games combined.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So I think there's always a case to be made for somebody cheating.
Yeah. Maybe this is just a reflection of the fitness and the analytics and these launch trajectories.
Here's something
maybe
that goes
all on the up and up.
Let's go back for a second. Tyreek Evans.
Forgive me.
Oh, go
for
on.
Not giving the Major League Baseball the benefit of the doubt in this one.
Oh, absolutely. No, I
think it's fair to be skeptical in these
scenarios. It is. And it's like, I do feel slightly foolish trying to give that scientific explanation, but I think the numbers bear that out. I think there's actually some statistical evidence to back that up.
Okay.
But there's far more, what would you say, circumstantial evidence or just anecdotal? Sure, anecdotal.
I love that word.
Anecdotal, and also the motive is there.
Yes.
I got to stop clicking my pen. The motive is
what it always
it's always been, right?
Yes.
And it's more than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is Melky Cabrera leading the league in hitting again?
How is he
still in the
human
league?
Being? He has such a youthful face on an adult
body. I thought I saw his, maybe
skin.
It's some other guy, Cabrera.
Yeah.
There's a new player, Cabrera. But I thought I saw this is the kind of thing we could easily look up.
Yeah.
Why don't you look up Major League Baseball batting leaders?
Major League Baseball batting leaders.
Because if it's Melky Cabrera.
Okay.
How can he not be using steroids if he's performing like this?
Let's say Melky Cabrera. How's he doing?
Yeah. He may not be in the league anymore.
No, he's very much in the league.
Okay,
he's
good.
Having unusually
good season. Is he hitting like 325?
Yeah, like 341.
Okay, so this guy, how old is he now? 32?
34.
34, hitting 340. What's his career average?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up now. Here we go. He is hitting 341 with 3 homers, 14 RBIs, and he is
right into the mic. You're drifting again. There you go. You're off to the side. I don't know if maybe I should take a picture, but like I hold my microphone and Nooch has a whole setup here that I've got a stand. He doesn't even have to hold the mic. It's right up to his face.
Yeah, I'm going to start holding it. Just
so Melky got dinged for steroids nine years ago. And now he's 34, leading the league in hitting?
Yeah, to be fair, he is a career 287 hitter.
Okay, so he's only 60 points over his career average in his year 34 season.
And when he should be declining.
Yes. Okay, so There's your evidence.
There we go.
That's if anyone asks you,
Your
I would,
Honor,
you,
I rest my case.
Yeah, that's at least Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm. And just let's just go back the years leading up to this year. 280, 269, 295, 285, 296, 273. 2014 was the last time he hit over 300, and it was 301.
Okay. Yeah. Now, he may not stay at 340 the whole season.
Yeah.
That, and actually, those numbers that you listed there,
they're
those
not
aren't bad.
No, he's a solid dude. Like, in the 80s, we'd be like, oh, my God.
That's an all-star.
He's incredible.
A 300, this guy, yes, yeah. 300 average guy.
290, 280, oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was the days of 265, 26 homers, 91 RBI.
Yes, right.
28 doubles.
Eddie Murray hitting 276.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Winfield, you know, although Winfield and Mattingly had that magical season where they were going for the batting title, both hit about 340. George Brett, you know, he had seasons under 300, but he also had a 391 season.
Oh,
so.
the upper elite player is great. But the average, what you can
But Melky
get
Cabrera,
with,
yeah, you know, if Trout's hitting 340, I'm not questioning it. But Melky Cabrera, that's, you know, that's
Trout
tricky.
Is like a baseball human, like and a it's little all,
yes.
Trout bot.
Yes, and it's also, didn't D. Gordon get dinged for PEDs? So, when they think it's the home runs and everything, Cabrera's got three home runs, you said.
Yeah.
So, that may not be it, but it's the, you know.
The recovery, the speed.
The confidence, yes.
Confidence.
All of it.
Well, here's another question.
Go ahead.
Christian Yelich, former MVP of Major League Baseball,
reigning MVP, traded for nearly nothing.
He seems like a sort of a slim, strong guy. But
he's on
a
pace for 60.
Yeah, when I hear D. Gordon and I think of other slim guys who have been busted, is it possible a guy like Yelich could have ever come across some PEDs?
Well, Braun didn't look like he was... I mean, his numbers, hit all the home runs and everything were up there. And now
Old
he's not
Braun
hitting like
was
that.
Much
was he?
Yeah,
okay.
If you look at his, like, this area always gives him away. There's,
yeah,
like,
the
uniforms,
shoulder. Well, then.
It looks like they're.
Have you looked at Yelich there?
They're like football players without pads.
Yeah.
Yelich, I think, has
Yelich
always
is,
had a slim.
Now,
Yelich
I think Milwaukee's a much
profile.
Better hitting park than Miami.
Oh, wonderful park.
So that difference in and of itself could be.
And he's still young. Like, I don't think he had any real. Mm-mm. Off years and
I would have rather
either.
The Yankees got him than Stanton.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
His contract is so much better too.
For what he does. How about Bellinger? Just had to say, how about Bellinger for 23-year-old? We're not gonna let's make
a lot
I'll
of young hitters
out
there.
Him.
But
I hope someone comes, hits him in the face with a lobster, and rings his Bellinger.
When's the joke gonna come?
It doesn't. That's
it.
That was a swing and a miss, folks. Just like sports and life.
That's right. That's right. No, you tip that
Sometimes
off. You got a foul
miss.
Tip on
I'll
that.
Make it up with an excellent headline later.
I'm sure you... Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a different game that we're going to play today.
That's great.
We could play the headline game, too, but...
Yeah, no, I like the idea of the different game.
I like talking about drugs in sports, too, for some reason. Tyreek Evans.
83%. Oh, please, Tyreek, continue.
What was your 83%?
That was a famous percentage in the anonymous poll of the NBA players.
Who what smoked percentage? Weed?
Yeah. This was years ago, so it always stuck with me. Like, oh, yeah, it makes sense.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I have to think the European component of players may not smoke as much weed
no,
right
that's
off
probably
the bat, right?
Yeah. 17%. In the.
Because even, I mean, yeah, all the Americans, I think, who play basketball do. I think, definitely. Rex Chapman, J.J. Redick.
Rex Chapman. How about Uncle Cliffy, Cliff Robertson?
Oh, well, He's got a farm.
He's
straight
in.
Up doing it.
I'm
well, Don
proud.
Nelson is growing it in Hawaii, and he talks about smoking it. Mm. Absolutely. That's a natural. I think Rasheed Wallace might be growing it, too.
Yeah. Maybe former teammates.
Maybe not professionally.
Cliffy, Rasheed, Don Nelson have all sort of crossed paths in a lot of ways.
And again.
And I would hang out with those two anytime, by the way. If Rasheed and Cliffy were we're out front, we're going to see a concert.
Other than like some superstars, I think I'd hang out with NBA dudes.
Oh, for sure.
Pretty regularly. NFL guys, again, I'd say the same thing maybe other than some superstars, but you have a much wider breadth of political spectrum, let's say.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't want to hang out with most football. Like,
no,
the,
no, you're right.
The chest bumping.
There actually is a much higher rate, I think, of, as I was saying, I wasn't, was I talking to you about No, I was talking about to a friend of mine about toxic masculinity.
Yes, yes.
Football is built on it.
It's a necessity.
Basketball, I think, is a little less so, far less so, in fact. You know, the head of the players' union is a woman. That says it right there.
Yeah.
That says it right there about the NBA.
And they're so fashionable, you know?
Way
and
fashionable.
They care about it.
Absolutely.
And they have for a while.
You're right.
Even on the court.
That's definitely not a toxic masculinity
thing. And there's a style to the play. There's a finesse.
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing. Much more artistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Football is much more akin to war. Basketball is more akin to art or dance.
Yes.
Or performance.
Or basketball would be fencing. And football would be like tanks. And
gladiators.
Yeah, gladiators. Yeah.
Meant to hurt. Wow. Oh, so Tyreek Evans. I keep trying to talk about the drugs. Jesus.
And the drugs.
But it's not the weed for him. Got to be something harder.
What's he messing with now? I'm sure he's had it all. He's
well,
got the look.
But I saw the list. LSD is on that list, but mushrooms are not.
Ah.
Ecstasy might be on that list.
So he's exploring himself.
Well, so is heroin and cocaine and meth.
Oh, okay.
So you don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. It's now so you're talking about some results of a test of some sort.
You don't know.
No.
He's like suspended.
I try to avoid newspapers.
Okay, he's suspended from the NBA.
Okay.
He's permanently banned from the NBA.
Permanently? Jeez. What?
Or at least a 2-year ban or something.
Well, he's
before
not
he can
a young
appeal.
Man, yeah.
Right. So that's pretty serious. You didn't know this?
You know, I thought I saw some sort of thing. I haven't had a chance. I've been
busy. Yeah, it was 3 days ago.
3 days ago. Oh, then I definitely didn't see it.
Okay. Because you were busy that day.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's banned, and it has to be one of those hard drugs. Now, my question is, if it's LSD, and I don't think it is, that doesn't make sense to me. Now, he's playing in Indiana, so meth, to me, seems like the most likely thing. Just,
and I don't
just
like
geographically.
The meth, yeah.
The LSD, I just don't know that many NBA guys are dabbling in that. I'm making some guesses here. I just don't see. I don't know why you would do that during the season if
not
you knew anything about it.
Yeah. Here's my other question.
He hasn't appealed, so I think he was just straight
up
caught.
Appeal.
No, I think he is
he should. They
red-handed.
Should change the policy.
Why?
It should be more compassionate. If it's
well,
if
it may have been a second. We don't know. It may have been a second failure.
Offense, but still, it should be. You should be to the finest treatment centers NBA money can buy. You go to minimum 90 days in a sanctioned treatment, and we try to like address the problem rather than shaming you, taking away your living for 2 years based on, you know what I mean?
I think
addiction should be treated more.
Absolutely. Well, everything in this country is a little too punitive.
Whoa.
Did I go? Oh, I moved the.
You
I'm
went
sorry.
In and out. So, now I question everything. I may not even be on this podcast. This could. One time, a friend of ours
stay in the mic.
Recorded one side of a 4-person podcast, and it was
just
like
one
an epic one with games and special.
Oh,
things.
I did one with Matt.
Yeah.
are you? I did one with Matt, like some weed podcast they had us on, and we improvised, and he and I did like a 10-minute, just tremendous laughs, top to bottom. Now, I don't know if this is the case, but throughout the podcast, they kept playing, like, lifts off of Zeppelin songs. And so. And I'm like, so you guys put this out, and with all this, like, unlicensed music, especially of, like, huge bands, like, Zeppelin's going to sue you if you try to use their stuff. Yeah. So I don't know if me constantly saying that throughout made them lose the episode. But they called, and they're like, oh, we lost it, dude, and they haven't had us back. It was hilarious,
though.
It was so funny.
One for the
ages.
For the ether,
like all great improv shows, how many truly incredible improv shows have been recorded? Of the best improv shows I've done,
rarely are.
None have been recorded. The anniversary shows and the like.
Because improv is a reflection of life, and if you look at a molecule unobserved, has vast, limitless potential, but once it's under the telescope, it starts to take form and narrow.
Look at that. Look at that. If only you had said that at a volume people could hear.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
They're going to have to listen closely to that part. There was some real gems in there that he whispered.
Whispering to my listeners.
So you say that even if this guy goes 3 times banged for cocaine, you still have to be compassionate?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they get 2 years.
What does it have to do with him playing basketball?
So you're saying recreational drugs really?
I'm not saying everybody go run to the cocaine store and start being reckless or
where
do whatever.
Where is that store?
It's, please, I'm sure there's blueprints in the highest rankings.
Well, there are
there's a factory in Atlanta called Coca-Cola where they originally just kind of like,
I'm sure there are people who have a store they can go to for it. The higher echelon.
Yeah. It's called Drifto, their buddy down the block.
A different kind of store, yes. Yeah. That's, I think, the more common kind of store. I'm saying like the real, like the Wall Street guys, they got a place they can just go.
They have suitcases that open up. Here you go.
Exactly.
We got the Colombian, some Bolivian, a little bit of Argentinian, and some Mexican.
Yeah. We already went through hockey, soccer, there's nothing. Do you like the Premier League?
Love the Premier League. I mean, from the excitement of Chelsea and Tottenham all the way to Man U and the other teams.
Stay close to the mic, man. You named four or three.
I am so close to the mic.
Now you are.
I can't wait to hear this back when you hear how perfectly clear and loud it is.
I know you never listen back, but I wish you would because that would
let you know. I like to like and review and support and share.
And that's what everybody should do. Mm-hmm. Like and review and support and share.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put I have a little tag at the end I'm going to put on after you leave, Nooch.
Oh, okay.
Well, after we both leave and I come back, actually.
And you know, if you want to send me some of these raw files, I can turn any soundbite into quite a fun like hip-hop song or something.
Really?
Yeah. God, there's apps for that.
I'll send you files. Yeah. Make it happen. Yeah. I got to give you some access.
Want, like a sports dump stupid
I should just
song,
give you access to our web, our internet. You could be our internet guy.
I can also insert you in any photograph with anybody. You know,
there was another guy who was doing jokes on the Twitter page, and then somebody hacked into my other... I don't know what happened, but something happened with my other site, and then... Anyway, nobody cares about any of that.
Good.
I should cut that last minute.
Yeah, you can.
Folks,
you can
forget that last minute. Tyreek Evans got us off course.
Yeah, and what was the point of the Tyreek Evans
didn't know anything about it, which really hurt the contribution.
Yeah.
But that he's a lifetime ban or whatever it is, 2 years at least.
I don't
never happens.
For it. Maybe it'll lead to change in policy.
Yeah, I had no real take on it. I like your take of showing compassion and everything. That's where I got off course. This country's all about punitive. And there was someone talking on the Kornheiser podcast, and it was Jared Kushner's lawyer, Abby Lowell.
Busy person.
He happens to be friends with Kornheiser. They didn't talk at all politics to him.
How could you?
I mean, you could. He said he would answer any question, too. But they were like, no.
Well, yeah, he's a lawyer. That's their job.
Right. But he's Kushner's lawyer, which is kind of crazy on a sports show to have... But he knew he could go on the show and not get
Kushner's
any.
Well, they say one of the most cunning super criminals on the planet.
He's not.
They call him the Teflon Kush.
He's an idiot.
He just is.
They could call him the Teflon Kush, but he made the worst real estate purchase, I think, in the United States in the last 30 years.
They all do. The
And it was 666 was the address of the place in Manhattan.
Not surprised.
Yeah. No,
not
he's
surprised.
A moron. He's a total moron. Point being, Lowell was saying the first choice in this country is to put somebody in jail. As opposed to try to fix it, you know, even for nonviolent stuff.
Well, sadly,
and that's because of the
big money, too.
Yes, exactly.
Privatized
jail and stuff like
what
that.
What is that address there?
I don't know. What is that?
What is the address? Just read the address.
The email address?
No, the address.
Oh, 666 Third Avenue.
Yeah.
Is that the... That's I don't know if that's
I
the building
know,
he bought.
But that's a... That shouldn't
same
be
city.
Too many of them. Yeah.
It's in the same city on the same block.
Yeah.
Going along. Anyway, he was saying that our first instinct here is always to put somebody in jail. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of reasons behind
that. And even
that's
a dumb sort of incompetent, mishandled, competitive thing with prosecution rates.
Oh, yes. Like, right. Yes.
Everybody's
right.
Sort of incompetent all the way up the
exactly.
chain.
Exactly. I'm the DA, and the only way I get reelected is if I put a lot of people in jail.
Yeah,
whether it's fairly
stats.
Or not, it's a statistical thing.
Yes.
You're right.
That's why a lot of deals are cut, too. They
absolutely.
Say, oh, you know what? I could give a shit about
and that's
justice,
what happens
but if I'm
going
to get the, you know.
Well, you see this in everything. Mm-hmm. We could equate it to sports, but basically the bureaucracy in everything is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, at some point, the bureaucracy is necessary. Because if you eliminate the bureaucracy, it's still huge, and you've got people abusing it. But it's so huge that even trying to keep track of it is too big to do.
Yeah.
You know? And at some point, we're going to hand it all over to AI, and then it's over.
Well, AI has got to be just kind of laughing at this point.
Oh, they're waiting. They're watching all these movies in the past, and like, this is what they think we're going to do.
Yeah. And every night, they're probably just like, they probably do jokes like, hey, AI 7, remind me what humans are good for.
Nice. Do you think they have jokes?
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
I don't know if they do. Now, here's a spiritual thing. Around the universe in different life forms, they come to visit Earth not to learn our science or weaponry or species or anything.
Right, into the mic.
But humor is such a rare and
universal thing.
Common thing. No, outside of Earth. So they try to, because it can reset everybody's emotional set instantly.
Yeah.
Those are the type of subtle things they say. And this guy talked about the spacecraft with, what's the guy that used to be funny and had like a red nose? Woody Buxbean. He's like in their 30s and 40s, 50s.
You are just.
No, come on. You know the name. He's like
Woody Buxbean?
He would drink a lot and he was very funny.
Henny Youngman?
Very funny. An iconic, funny guy.
Well, Bob Hope. Milton Berle.
No.
Mickey Rooney could have been one guy.
Was he an actor?
Yeah.
But like.
Have you been
drunk?
In outer space? No, it wasn't. Jimmy Durante?
No, it was like Mickey Rooney, but not. Mickey Rooney's the complainy one, right? Or is that Andy Rooney?
Who would Andy Rooney's the complainy
minutes.
One.
Then maybe
what
it
is
your
Mickey point?
Inside of the spaceship, this guy, he was having a journey. One of the things up there was comedians posted inside the spaceship.
So you're saying Mickey Rooney was abducted by aliens?
No, comedians were abducted by aliens, but aliens visit us to study humor because they don't understand it.
Okay.
And it's
where do you get the list of comedians in the spaceship from?
This was, I believe, from the book Ultimate Journey by Robert Monroe. It's an excellent book, but it also might have been
So why don't you just mention the
book
instead
too.
Of what was all the Mickey Rooney stuff about?
That's a small detail, but what a great book. Now, that's a guy who started bumping up against the wall.
But most of your conversation was centered on that small detail that really had nothing to do with it, and it threw off your entire point.
Mickey Rooney.
And no, I'm sure it isn't.
And you're going to have to add to the website when we think of who it actually is, because it's disappointing that it's so obvious and you couldn't help me out in this moment.
You have a phone. I'm running the board.
Just say a couple of like Red Skelton type of names, like Tug Mookle.
I said about 8 names.
Forget it.
Fatty Arbuckle.
No,
that's a different thing. All right, we're going to play our game. We're not going to play the headlines
play the game
today. So this is a game. Did you listen to the episode last time with former Marlins president David Sampson?
You were supposed to tell me about
the GM episode. He's not the GM. And I kept saying GM, and he was like, you keep calling me the GM. I was the president of the team.
Sorry about that, sir. I didn't mean to repeat that misinformation.
It was my mistake when I went through it with him. So I had a game ready to play with him, but at that point I realized he was the president and not the GM. So we're going
to
play the game you and I.
Okay.
This game is called Great GMs in History.
Ooh.
Now, that means it's people whose initials are GM. It's not actual GMs. It might be.
Example, Gary Marshall. Just kidding.
Scratch that off the list.
He's on the list.
He's on the list, Gary Marshall. Okay, so you're one for one. In fact, that's a bonus. I'm going to give you one for... You're ahead. You're one
all
for
right.
O.
Should I keep going? Or
well,
I'll wait.
No.
Yeah,
you
no.
can't. That's just. All right. This person was the prime minister of Israel.
Okay. I believe you. Yes. Oh. Gregor Lena.
No.
Montreal.
Golda Meir.
That was the name that was going through my head that I couldn't.
You didn't say it.
I couldn't.
This
think
person
of.
Is known as the founder of genetics.
Oh, okay. I do know this one. Hold on.
I'll give you one other clue.
I actually have touched a book signed by this man.
Worked with peas. I doubt you've touched a book signed by this man.
I have video footage of it happening.
Okay.
Father of genetics.
Worked with peas.
Worked with Fritz. It was Fritz and what's his face? You're talking about the guys that discovered DNA.
You're thinking of Watson
DNA,
and Crick.
Right? Watson
no.
and Crick. That's you're right. I was thinking of Watson and
I'm
Crick.
I'm talking about, think of the game, by the way. GM.
Oh, that's right. That
GM.
Start with GM.
Gregor Mendel.
Okay. Gregor Mendel.
Okay. Now you're one for three.
Okay.
One for two.
Was the answer Gregor Mendel?
Yeah. I gave it to you, though.
Wow.
So you don't
but
get
I
that.
But I think if you rewind it, I actually did
you
say Gregor.
You didn't say
Gregor.
It at all.
I said Gregor.
This person is the author of one of the greatest fantasy book series ever.
George R. R. Martin.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's a nice little, I'll just take a moment to tease your brother.
That's right.
is a staff writer for Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I've been burying the lead. We're going to have him on the show at some point. If he will oblige us.
If we could get that guest, that'd be big time.
Yeah, it would be huge. Yeah. And he's only your brother, so.
Yeah.
And you've only withheld this information the entire time I've known you.
I think it could be arranged.
I honestly say, I haven't withheld this information.
I've actually
honestly, you used to talk about it, and I used to be like, what are you talking about? But it was true.
Yeah.
I have to give you more credit more often. All right, here we go. This man was a conductor of a big band in the 30s, his own orchestra.
Yes, and I actually do know this.
Wrote the song In the Mood.
In the Mood by the great music man of our time for those type of things.
Remember the game.
Yes. George, first name.
No.
Greg, first name.
Glenn.
Glenn Miller.
Yes.
Yes.
You get a half a point, I guess.
Half a point.
This man was in the original SNL cast.
Oh, one of my favorites. Great. Garrett Morris.
Yes.
Who I've had the luxury of assisting a couple times.
The luxury.
He was very upset because he had lost his wallet.
Ooh.
And he, I don't know, I should probably
stop talking. Okay. Yeah. I once was singing the song, the Tribe Called Quest song, I Left My Wallet in El Segundo.
Oh.
I was just singing it out loud, and my father yelled at me. He was like, where did you leave your wallet?
Wow.
It was very funny to me.
That is very funny. That's like the start of a Beastie Boys video.
Yes. All right, here's another one. This man was the producer of Beatles albums.
Ah, too easy. Also, in the minus the RRs, George Martin.
There you go. Very good.
Yes.
Just a couple more. This man wrote the song, I Want Your Sex.
Okay. George Michael.
Yes.
Woo!
This man had a show called The Sports Machine.
With George Michael.
Yes. This man was the actual general manager of the New York Yankees.
Gene Michael.
There you go.
Yes. Who,
finishing
enough,
with a flourish.
Tie it all together, had the opportunity to meet staff writer Ethan Antonucci.
Wow.
Gene Michael. Yeah, there's a
look
lovely
at that
picture that's still
we'll
hanging
tie that around.
The two of them in sweaters.
I got two more bonus ones just real quick. This guy was a big, fat wrestler, wore a black outfit.
George.
No.
The... More a big
oh, George the Animal Steel. No, that's GS.
Wait, hold on. Keep going.
Don't say his
name, though.
His first name was an animal. His last name was a weather pattern.
Oh.
What's an animal that starts with G?
Giraffe Storm.
Yeah, he's the wrestler who went in as Giraffe Storm. What's another animal that starts with G?
A goldfish.
Yep. Old Goldfish Michaels.
I mean, I know this
What's
name.
An animal that's like, if you were a wrestler, like a brutal animal, like a primate?
A great whale.
A great whale. Yes. Great Whale Mulligan. The incredible wrestler.
A primate. Oh, got it. Gorilla Michaels.
Gorilla. And now a weather type thing that starts with an M. You don't know Gorilla Monsoon?
Gorilla Monsoon. I know.
Is that
Manila
before your time?
Monsoon.
I must be
no,
a little older than you.
I know Haystacks Calhoun. I know George the Animal Steel. I know Ric Flair. I know Gary Liebisch. I know.
Those first two you mentioned, Haystacks Calhoun and George the Animal Steel, I mean, Gorilla Monsoon's basically a combination of those two.
Well, there we go. Just like Mick Foley, Mankind.
And the Undertaker or something?
The Undertaker, The Ultimate Warrior. George, or
all right, we're not naming anymore. You did pretty well. You did better than I thought you would.
Thanks. I wasn't a big wrestling. I mean, I knew it because everybody was so amped about it. And
yeah.
WrestleMania, the first few were in New Haven or a couple.
Oh, that's right. A couple were in New Haven at the Civic Center, right?
And Hulk Hogan, another GM name. He was great.
Why GM Hulk Hogan?
I don't know. Having a joke. I didn't want to do real sports, so I made a joke.
Oh, we've done pretty good at not real sports. Yeah. All right,
not
folks.
Real sports with little Teddy Gumbel, the forgotten Gumbel brother. Yeah.
Do you know who Sarah Spain is, right?
Yes, of course. And now every time I see her, I think of you because you always say to me,
She's supposed to be, if ESPN clears it, I shouldn't tease this because they haven't cleared it yet, but hopefully we'll have an interview with her at some time soon.
Well, ESPN, get cracking. Clear away.
Clear away. All right. Well, this was the Sports Dump. Yeah. Again, I apologize for being your host, Joe Canale, joined by Dan Antonucci.
Yeah, so sorry.
Daniel Antonucci, we shall refer to him.
Sure.
Catch us on the sportsdump.com. We have a Patreon page.
Ooh, check it
out. That's the Sports Dump. It's at Patreon. Right now, you get a free bumper sticker with a $1 donation.
Very nice. Yeah, this stuff isn't cheap, producing these
high-quality
podcasts.
It isn't, believe it or not. Yeah. All right. Oh, we didn't even talk about the horse race.
Save it. Horse race coming up next episode.
Next episode, we'll talk about the Preakness.
Oh, the Preakness. Good. I'm glad you omitted it.